Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who?
I didn't know that you were an owl. Who am I? I'm just a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. Three patients with bipolar disorder were talking in a mental hospital. The first, who was in the midst of a manic episode, started talking about his quest to find God. The second, who was severely depressed, said they don't believe in God. The third, who was having a mixed episode and experiencing psychosis, said that's okay. Sometimes I don't believe in myself either. But seriously, folks, do you find jokes like this offensive? I often worry about the way that I approach discussing mental illness through a lens of humor and brevity. Mental illness is a very serious topic, a very uncomfortable topic. Don't believe me? Next time you're at a party and someone asks how you're doing, say, "Ask me in 15 minutes after the Xanax kicks in." Mental illness is serious. It's the cause of suicide. It's the cause of much drug abuse. It causes homelessness. It causes broken homes. Mental illness is so serious that if we can't sometimes laugh at the absurdity of our symptoms, if we can't make jokes about them, we can find ourselves falling into a state of despair. Humor, I believe, is one of the greatest tools that God has given us to combat the darkness we find in the world and in ourselves. Humor doesn't stop us from battling the darkness. Humor helps us to disarm it. It dresses the darkness down by making us feel less afraid of the symptoms we experience and the process of recovery that is set before us. By the way, what did the person with ADHD say to the person with ADHD? Literally everything. If you live with ADHD, I encourage you to hold on to that one. Humor doesn't stop us from battling the darkness. It ignites joy, even in the face of adversity. And joy, in many ways, is at the heart of strength. Joy is the language of hope. It's good for our souls. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." Hey, I know what produces joy and hydrates them bones. Ready? Here's a true story. I once was talking with a therapist who said, "I can't swing a bag of cats around without hitting someone with bipolar disorder." To which I replied, "If you're walking around swinging bags of cats at random people, you might have bipolar disorder." But my friend, with great funny power comes great, not so funny, responsibility. A few things to know. One, when I'm talking about humor, I'm talking primarily about self-deprecating humor. No one likes being the butt of another person's joke. Well, most people don't. Some of my close friends may make a joke or two with my diagnosis as the punchline. They know me well. They understand my sense of humor. They know not to take it too far. Also, I know that most of them have their own mental health challenges and aren't speaking from a place of total separation. Two, don't overdo it. Not every funny thing that pops into your head needs to be said out loud. You can always chuckle to yourself. Three, know your audience. Know the context, and know your intention. I use light humor to help people feel better, to normalize something that is very common, and an experience that is very shared. Sometimes I drop it into a conversation because I want to engage a person on this topic with jarring sincerity. This leads me to my next point, number four. Scripture warns us against coarse joking. There are certain symptoms and outcomes of mental illness that I simply find distasteful due to the tremendous pain they cause. Jokes about suicide, self-harm, eating disorders, and substance addiction are not funny to me. And if it's not funny to me, the guy who thinks almost everything is funny, it's very likely that it won't be funny to others. Number five, one last thing for advocates. It's okay to laugh at a joke that someone with a mental illness shares about the lighter aspects of their symptoms. But also, listen closely. Pay attention. Sometimes jokes are a way that we communicate that we're in pain without coming right out and saying it. If someone makes a joke about wanting to commit suicide, ask, "Are you thinking about committing suicide?" If someone makes a joke about self-harm, ask, "Are you self-harming, or are you thinking about self-harming?" If they answer yes, encourage them to seek help or offer to wait with them and call the National Crisis Hotline by dialing 988. That can be awkward, but it can also save a life. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The Lord.
The Lord who?
Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless this brain.